You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and this morning we're talking about getting back out and about into nature with two members of the Sheffield Royal Society of the Blind Walking Group, Hilary Myers and Martin Wing. Thank you both so much for joining me. So you've just come back from one of your walking trips away and walking holidays up in Cumbria. What was that like? How did it go?
It was amazing. It was amazing. The weather was brilliant. We'd not been out walking for long, and then we've got the walking holiday to look forward to. So it's my first holiday away this year. So it's good to totally relax.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the group, Martin, and what was your journey into joining the walking group?
I reached out after getting divorced and started and making my way to SRSB at Sheffield. And then I joined all the groups, you know, all the activity groups that are sports, whatever. And I went into Tai Chi and I bumped into Gail, who writes the newsletter. And she says, "Do you like walking?" I went, "Yeah." She told me, you know, "Oh, yes, you're coming. Just roll up." So your first challenge is because he's travelling independently to make your way to the meeting point. But once you've got there, long cane, guide dog, however you're doing it as a visually impaired people, I could totally relax because I'd got a guide. I'd got somebody looking out for me all the time because they're taking me into a strange environment on a strange bus route. But I could relax. And it was amazing. I just thought the sense of freedom straight away, knowing that somebody's got my back, is that's the number one thing. Then you get to meet all the individual people and, you know, they become your friends. You know, like an extended family, this group. That's what it means to me. I'm that passionate about it.
And Hilary, what's your favourite thing about the group?
It is increasing your friendships from all over, meeting people who live in different areas, what they do. It's having that conversation. When you're walking along with somebody, you probably change guides two or three times, and it's a different conversation with somebody else. So you end up knowing them as a friend. You're not just, somebody that you're walking with. Like Martin said, most of the people we've known for some time now, and they are your friends. And you mix with them socially, or you might go out for a drink or something like that. So it's the seeing people. It's the talking to people. And it's just having that person to ring up and chat to.
And that is so important, isn't it? Especially after the time that we've just had. It must have been so nice to be able to go out and meet people in real life again for the first time after lockdown.
Because I was getting one walk a week. One walk a week boosts my mental health, or if you want to call it well-being, and keep me going. But once I was with that same person each week, it can get, it's not the same. Going back to the walking group and seeing everybody was I think the first walk, there was over 26 or nearly 30 people on the first walk. And it was a really short one, an inner city walk on a, you know, we just did a walk around a few parks and didn't go particularly go far because we didn't know what people's mental, you know, COVID, they're scared. So we didn't know how people were going to react. So we just planned. And it is, and as Hilary knows, I'm on the committee, and we just plan and we all throw our ideas in. And everybody gets along and we work it out. And it works beautifully.
Martin's quite right with your all walks of life. I mean, we've had retired managing directors of big companies. Really, you know, and lovely people to know and chat to. People who've worked in town, solicitors, they have time off, education teachers, and then a lot of, well, some of the ladies, and they've said it's been a godsend to them. And I'm talking the guides here. Then they've been widowed, and they've felt bereft and not knowing what to do. And it's not the same if you've got a little dog, okay, you can take your little dog for a walk. But if you haven't, it's strange just to go out walking on your own. And they've been so pleased to find out about us and said, this is marvellous. It's just what I needed. You know, it's made such a difference to my life after losing my husband. That's just an aspect of four of our ladies have said that.
And this is the thing, isn't it? It's not just something that's beneficial for blind and partially sighted people, but for people who want to get out and about for any reason. If they want to become a guide, then they're more than welcome to do that with you. And you get people from all different ages joining the group, don't you?
And I've been talking to somebody, a new gentleman wanted to come walking, 88 years old, ex-teacher, he's got macula. You know, so you have to be careful. You're kind of assessing the person while you're talking to them, how fit they are over the phone. So he's agreed to come on one of the shorter walks. It just happens to be on a Sunday and it fits with him and we're going to meet him, and from then on he can relax.
That must be so lovely to be able to meet new people all the time like that. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you both so much for joining me. It's been really, really lovely to chat to you. And best of luck on your walk on Thursday, Martin. I hope it all goes all right.
Though it's not going to rain.
That's the most important thing. Oh, well, thank you both so much for joining me. And if you would like to get involved in the Sheffield Walking Group or find out more about becoming a guide, then you can visit the Royal Sheffield Society of the Blind website, www.srsb.org.uk. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.